Daf Chavtes.
Shalom Aleichem to everyone. Thank you for Rav Shraga and the Chevra, Chabura, Kosher Chabura, for inviting me to, just allowing me to share some thoughts with you. The truth is, you guys are holding this in this Masechta a lot more than I am. Shraga asked me if I would say Chabura. I happen to have said something on this specific daf on Chavtech Aval many years back. So I didn't mind, you know, dusting off the Gemara Shoshan and try to share these thoughts with you, see if they made any sense. As I got back into it, you know, the Gemara says in the Chalakiga, Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. You know, you teach yourself new things every time you chazen them over. So that was b'chaim by me as well. So hopefully, you know, the point is for the Bim Mevakesh Emes, and hopefully we'll be able to learn together this sugya. And if I made a mistake, by all means, please correct me. Daf Chavtes on Alf and Rosh Hashanah, it could be the most wondrous sugya in all of Moed. It's a really, really, it's Moed Gadish, it's full of wondrous. That's Nagea every Moed and Zman, really. You know, from Shabbos and Kippur, Pesach, Sukkot, anything, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Lulav, you name it, it's all in there. So to extract one note, maybe we'll talk about a shtickle Shas sugya. Something that's nagei everywhere. You know, the Michas Chinuch really made this like one of his core focuses, is that he always schlepped, you know, they did make a joke that the Michas Chinuch really schlepped the Chatzi Yev and Chatzi Ben Karin around everywhere he went. So with that in mind, maybe we'll learn this sugya together and see, hopefully we'll come out smarter from it, as I said before. Tzara Rabbanan, the Gemara says right after the Mishnah, Achol Chayav and Tkiyah Shefer, everyone is obligated in Tkiyah Shefer, Kayhanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, V'avodim, Mishachorim, everyone is obligated in Tkiyah Shefer, Kayhanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avodim Shukrarim, Tumtum Vajraginus. Okay, those are the ground rules. Everyone's Mukhlis. Tumtum ain't a mighty lay asmina, Valeshaina mina. Adraginus mighty asmina, Valeshaina mina. Mishachati Avid Vachetimacharin, ain't a mighty lay asmina, Valoi Eshaina mina. Skip down to the bottom, where the lines, right before the lines get wide. Mishachati Avid Vachetimacharin, ain't a mighty lay asmina, Valeshaina mina. Amravuna ula atmai mighty. Amrav Nachman Ravuna, Maishna lachem doyosi tarabdus umapik tarcheris. So the atmai nami, loyosi tarabdus today, umapik tarcheris today, ala Amrav Nachman, af la atmai ena mighty. Tani nami hochi, mishachetio, vichetio mekhirin, af la atmai ena mighty. In brief, the Gemara, you know, just to briefly summarize, the Gemara says, everyone is mechuyev. Everyone is obligated to hear, or at this point at least, it could be that it makes a difference if it's Shmiya Shefer or Tkiya Shefer. Well, but let's just take the Gemara at face value. Achol Chayavim b'Tkiya Shefer. Everyone is Mechuyev in Tkiya Shefer. The usual suspects, Kayhanim Levim Yisraelim, Gerim, Avodim Shukorim. And then we talk about, Tumtum, Adraganus, and Mishachas Yavim Chazim Karin. Basically, we have Kol Adas Yisrael over here. That's everyone's Mechuyev. Tumtum ain't a mighty lay, Esmina v'lay Shainim. Tumtum can't. Be much to somebody else, he can't allow somebody to fulfill his obligation. Adraganus, right? Somebody who has both simonim can't be much to his men. He can be much to his men. He could blow shofar for another adraganus, but he can't do it for a man. And chatziyav v'chatzim ben karin. At the end, the Gemara comes out and says that you can't do it. And the tzad abdus shiba, the servitude in him, right? The servant that's in him can't really be mighty the tzad cheres. So what are the reasons behind this? Some of the other ones. Rashi tells us like this: Tumtum ena mighty leis mina. Tumtum kamaisei. Because the Tumtum, we really don't know what he is. We don't really don't know what gender it is. Right? It could be it's a male, it could be it's a female, and it could be it's a counterpart just like him, or just like it, is the opposite. In other words, not all Tumtums are created equal. One could be a man, one could be male, one could be female, and therefore we can't take the risk on a Safek Deraisa. We can't take the risk that maybe somebody else will, that the other one will be like it, and therefore you can't do it. But now comes Adragonus. Adragonus might see Minai. Now, why can Adragonus be might see another Min? Because Adragonus can might say, the Basidichus Azal is, because if we go after the man that's in him, Shneem Chayavim, they're both Machoyev, the Basidichus Azal is, so Shneem Peturim. So, what's wrong with Misha Chetiyav and Chetim Macharin? We saw the Gemara later on. Rashi quotes, Loyalty Tarazdis, the Mashmir, Umapit Tarchiris, the Shemea, the Chayra. We have a problem over here. It brings us to our first problem. Adragonus versus Chatziyev and Chatzim Macharin. Because Adragonus, the way Rashi breaks it down, you know, let's start with another Shita. There's a Shita, there's a Machlokes throughout Shas, really. It's a Machlokes at the end of the Mishnah Bikurim. It's also a Gemara in Yevamos, about what is the status of an Adragonus. Right? I think the Rishonim bring it in the Shtel too over here as well. What is the status of an Adragonus? Is an Adragonus a Beria B'fnei Atma? Is it male, female, and other, and that other being checked is Adragonus, or is Adragonus, you know, half male, half female? Right? We just, you know, it's not, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
Could be something, could be not something.
Tumtum, we don't know what it is. Right. Tumtum is like a
match. Adragonus is both.
Adragonus is both. So is it Machlokes Rishon? Is it Machlokes Tanoim? What is the status of both? Status. We're obsessed with status, right? What is the status of both? Is it a new creation? Male, female, other? Other being Adragonus? Or is it, we just don't know which one to check? Male, female? Or, that's the way that Rav Shragg wanted to say before, we'll see Rishonim to say that way as well. Or is it that it's, you know, like half and half? Like, you know, not necessarily other, but not necessarily, there's a middle stage called half and half. Right? We don't know which one it is and which
half
one
and
it
half is. Half different than
it has to be. It has to be. I mean, we're forced into that. We'll see in a second. We'll see in a second which way it is. So the question is, you know, what's going on over here, right? You know, l'chayra Rashi's logic, if you learn that it's not a beria b'fnei atzmai, Rashi's logic of osi tzad zichris and mitzi tzad zichris and osi tzad nikvus, let the male part come and be mitzi to the male shabai and the female part come and be mitzi to the female shabai, let that lumdus be true, let that logic reign also for l'chatsiyav l'chatsiyav l'chayra. Why is that any different? Bishlam, if you learn that Adragonus is a berry b'fnei atzmai, right? If you learn that Adragonus is a berry b'fnei atzmai, so then you have no shachas to chatziyav v'chatzim b'charin. Chatziyav v'chatzim b'charin, according to any way you skin the cat, basically, no matter all the lumdus in the world isn't going to change it. It's a intertwining of freedom and non-freedom. Whether that reigns on separate days, or whether it reigns together, or whether it reigns supreme by itself, right? It really is irrelevant. But the point is that Achatiyav and Achatiyav Macharin, the Kuli Alma is not a Beri B'Fnei Atzmai. Right? It is a Safik Zohar. It's a Safik Eved, Safik Macharin, or a Vade Eved on certain days, and a Vade Macharin on other days. Okay? Mashayin Kain, or similar to this Adragonus. If you learn that Adragonus is a Beri B'Fnei Atzmai, fine, wonderful. Then we have no Shachas to Adragonus, Achatiyav and Achatiyav Macharin are two different worlds. However, if Chatziyav v'Chatziyav Macharin is similar to an Adragonus, in the fact that an Adragonus is a half Zohar, half Nekeva, or a Suffix Zohar, Suffix Nekeva, so why doesn't the same logic of Osi Tzad Zichris, let the male aspect, let the male portion, or whatever counts on the male side of the Adragonus come and be made to the male side, and let the female side come and be made to the female side, so too let the free man of the emancipated version of this Evan come and, or the, of this person, be, come and be mostly the emancipated side, and the enslaved portion, let that come and be mostly the slave portion. In other words, why doesn't the logic simply follow all the way through? Why is there a difference between the Tzad Abdus and the Tzad Cheres versus the Tzad Zichris and the Tzad Nichmas? That's really the basis of this question.
Yes,
you have to say that. We'll say it's very good. We'll say that in a second. We'll see that in Mefurish in a second. Okay? So, in terms of clarifying this, I mean, there are really there really were, I mean, I don't have the other version of the Rambam, but we can take a look at this, the way he says it like this. The Rambam defines it as follows. Starts off, called Mishen Achai V'davar and Amaitis Achai V'deichav Asay. Okay, anybody who's not obligated in something, basic rule, right, throughout all of Shas. Kol Mishen Achai V'davar, anybody who is not able to, is not obligated in this matter, and Amaitis Achai V'deichav Asay. Can't fulfill the obligation or can't enable somebody else to fulfill their obligation with this certain halachic maisa. Lefichach, therefore, Isha, a cotton, a female, or a child, a minor, shetakel b'shofar, that blows the shofar, this is right here in the shofar, hashemeh mehem lo yotzeh. Somebody hears from them, has not fulfilled his obligation. Adroganus, right? What about Adroganus? So we know, maitzias minav and maitzias shenav minav. Tumtum ena maitzi leis minav leis shenav minav. Adroganus can be maitzi another Adroganus, he can enable another Adroganus like him to fulfill his obligation, ena maitzias shenav minav. But tumtum, a tumtum we can't do. Shatumtum shenikra, efshashim to zachar, vi efshashim to nekeva. We don't know which way it will be. Maybe it'll be in the cave, maybe the next day it'll be a zachar. But yeah, right, so far so good. V'chein mishe echetzi aviv echetzi melcharen, ena maitzi afilu la'atmai, shein tzad adma shabai, maitzi tzad chere shabai. Ela kitta diyotzi yidei chavosai, shi yishma mi ben charen shi yitkala. He has to hear from another person. Comes the Ravid on Halacha Gimel, that Adroganist, and the Ravid comes and gives us a little editorial. Comes the Ravid and he says, Omar Avram, this that an Adroganist can be maitzi yasmina v'yein, maitzi yasheinim, you know, Zehu l'das misha oimra hadroganus buried b'fnei asmahu. This only works according to the Manda Omar, who says that an hadroganus is a buried b'fnei asmahu. If you learn Maseches Bikurim and you see in other places throughout Shas, the Rambam paskins everywhere that an hadroganus is a buried b'fnei asmahu. Avol misha oimra chetzi zochar. If it's somebody who is a chetzi zochar, if you learn that we hear the word shrag, a chetzi zochar. He says Chatzi Zachar, right? Yeah, he doesn't say Sabi Zachar, right?
Or not all
Zachar
and all the
Kevah. Well,
right, also.
Can anybody say that? What? That he's both? Look. What? I mean, anything could work. You can
throw anything you
want. What? And Adroganus means
he's both, yeah?
Yeah. Or means
he is both in
the
money. Doesn't mean he is both.
But listen to the words, it's in the way he defines it. According to the Manomer, it says it's a chati zachar. Ein a mighty layas mina veloisha ein a minai. Ke ein misha chati ever vichati mekarin. The Ravid doesn't say it beforeish, but it sounds like, just like the chati ever vichati mekarin can't be mighty even himself, so too, the Ravid would hold that an adroganist, if you hold Beri Bifnei Atmai, he would hold that he can't even be mighty himself. So, therefore, we're in good company right now. We have a Ravid. That Lechayra holds it's half and half. Right? And therefore, the logic that compelled Rashi to say before that Tzad, or the compelled the Gemara, we don't have to depend on Rashi, the Gemara says that Osi Tzad Abdus, the Osi Tzad Zichrus and Maiti Tzad Nikvus, right? That will fall off. The Ravid can't live with that. And the Ravid says that you have to say the Loy Osi Tzad Abdus and Maiti Tzad Cheris, so too Loy Osi Tzad Nikvus and Maiti Tzad Zichrus.
So this Mishnah is not fully on.
But you hear the way the Rav is learning. The Rav is learning a Pella, because the Rav is not learning it's a Beri B'fnei Atmai. You really hit the nail on the head. But the Rav is learning that it's not a Beri B'fnei Atmai, and he's learning that it's not, that there's something called a Chati Zachar. Right? In other words, that's what the Rav is learning, that it's a Chati Zachar, but it's not a Beri B'fnei Atmai. In other words, what's the polar? This is what you really were hitting on, Shravan. I mean, this is really what you were saying before. That the polar opposite of a Beri B'fnei Atmai is either, I don't know. In other words, I don't know what the status of this Adroganus is. Right? I don't know what it is. So many Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah amongst them, and I saw some others as well, one of Taina, and it sounds like Rashi. Rabbi Yosef, you were saying it before, right? That you know, it sounds like Rashi really is saying that it's a Sofik Zachar, Sofik Nekeva. Right? Rashi seems to be favoring, even if you want to learn that a Beri B'fnei Atmai. In other words, let's play it out. Right? That's what you have to say in Rashi. The Ravid and Rashi can't coexist. Right? Rashi tells you Mefurish, it's not a Beri B'fnei Atmai. We'll read the Rashi again inside. Right? Rashi says Mefurish, Adroganus Kamoitai, right? Adroganus Maiti Minai. Adroganus Maiti Minai, Adroganus Kamoitai. Di Baser Zichrus Azlis, if you go Baser the Zichrus, if we're going to go after the male part of it, Azlis Shneim, then Shneim Chayavim. Right? If you're going to go after that, then they're both Chayavim. Di Baser Nikvas Azlis, Shneim Baturin.
Sounds like Rashi is saying it's either all Zachar, all Mekevah, we just don't know which one reigns.
Right. Right.
So there seems to be a Machlokes, Rashi and the Ravid, about how that works. Now if we say like Rashi, so then we're okay. There's a fundamental difference between an Adragonist and a Chatziyev and Chatzim HaKaren. A Chatziyev and Chatzim HaKaren is a mixture. It's both. Right? There's a Tzad Avdus, and there's a Tzad Cheres. Right? If you learn, like the Ravid, there is no such bird, right? That there is no such thing as a Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Mekeva, but it's something new that's not a barrier of the Asmai. So then I understand the Ravid's Kasha on Rashi very well. Right? The Ravid's Kasha on Rashi is, why the Ravid doesn't learn, he doesn't ask us a question, but the Ravid doesn't learn like Rashi, because the Ravid's learning there's something called Achati Zachar, that's not a barrier of the Asmai. Right? But if you learn like Rashi, Lechara, then there's a fundamental difference between Adragonus and Chatziyev and Chatzim HaKaren. Right? Chatziyev and Chatzim HaKaren is a Sophic. It's mixed in. So there's a Tzad Abdus and there's a Tzad Cheres. The Tzad Abdus can't be Moiti, the Tzad Cheres, it's Chiyuv. Right? The Tzad Nikvus, right? There is no Tzad Nikvus and Tzad Zichrus by an Adragonus. By an Adragonus, it's either all Zachar or all Mekevus. They're not intertwined. If you learn like Rashi, there's no such thing as a Chati Zachar. Right? The Arif and the Nifsa, that we have a three-way Machlokes Rishonim here of how to learn this. Right? According to the Ravid, Shrag is right. You have to learn that the Mishnah is not Lekuli Alma. This Gemara is not Lekuli Alma. It only goes according to the Ma'an Omar. Very Bifnei Atzmai. That's what the
Rishon says, by the way.
Yishomer,
the Ha'itana, Sover, Jogan's
Brito. Oh, so you see, the Rishon is written in the Ravid.
He's written like Rashi, but he's saying one way of taking it.
Okay. Okay, very good. Very good. I didn't see the Rishon. Right?
Does this Rashi seem to think there's more than one kind of androgynos? Or he says, when he says androgynos kimoso, does that mean...
No. It means another androgynos. How do you have a androgynos that's another min?
That could be a fourth way of touching the issue here. It could be there are two types of androgynos.
So how do you have another min? And Rashi just defined it. What does it mean, matius mino, by an androgynos?
Right.
Rashi is just trying to pick the word.
Right.
I mean, Adragonus Lecher is, I mean, what, I guess in theory, I don't know the Matthias well enough, I don't know what the physicality is enough. I guess, in theory, I can imagine such a case of you have a male-oriented or a male-dominant Adragonus or a female-dominant Adragonus.
Certainly seems that be the case with a Tum-Tum.
Tum-Tum is just a pattern. It's literally, you have a blindfold. You just can't see. Right? You can't see. So we're afraid, what the Gemara says, the way that the Rambam writes it is that it'll be Nikra, the patch will rip, and then you'll see what we had over here. Right? Behind curtain number one, so now you know. In other words, it's us who the right? We can figure out what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As opposed to, by an adragonist, everything's out there. We know exactly what it is, but we just don't know what. We don't know what the status is. Right? So if we don't know what the status is, so that's halacha that we have to figure out. So columns, the fourth track of Bikurim, and it tells us that it's buried with Neasman. Columns, the Rambam and Paskin is that way, throughout all of Shas. The Ravid is saying this halacha depends on that, and Rashi says no. Not true. Rashi is saying it's not true. An adragonus is a suffix zachar, suffix mikvah.
It's not similar to the way we treat a koi.
A kvi. I don't know. Some people say differently. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, a kvi. Suffix chai, suffix mikvah, or berry mitzvah.
Right.
I guess so. I guess there's also, you have it by also in behem amakash, in the fourth pair of chul, and also you find the chamor and a pora that are nesarev. Or you have a behem of kachem and a behem of chul that are nesarev. So you have these kinds of shadows as well. What is it? What's the status of it? Also, it'll be along those lines. But it sounds like pretty basic. Three-way Machlokes Rishonim, right? Major players at this stage of the game are Rashi is the one who's saying it's a Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva. I don't know which one it is, and therefore this Gemara can fit like anyone you want. You want it to fit like Beria, it can fit like Beria. You want it to fit like Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva, fine. Let it fit like Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva. The Ravid says no. The Ravid introduces a concept that seems like there is, at least in that first. Just hearing it,
right.
Seems like the Ritva could agree with that. There's something called a Chati Zachar.
Right.
It's something called a Chati Zachar.
Right.
Right? Something called a Chati Zachar that's not a Beri Bifnei Asmai. Badai and Tarki. Okay, good. So that is point number one. There's a Migdal Oiz over here that he gets upset with. The Magen Mishnah gives another Teretz, just to know it. The Magen Mishnah says that maybe there's a difference. The Magen Mishnah also seems to agree with the Ravid's Kasha. Right, the Ravid's Kasha again is, why isn't the logic compelling? We just go all the way through. Chatzi Zachar. So the Magen Mishnah wants to say that, no, there's a difference. One's Bidei Adam and one's Bidei Shemayim. In other words, Chatzi, you have a Chatzi Ben Chayr, and I sold myself. Right? I sold myself, so therefore it's like a shtickle. I mean, this is my shot in what he's saying. I don't know that this is right.
Adra, but Tehle Chacham V'yach Kamois. That's like a student class. What?
Eved
Knaini here. So it was Bidel. Let it be, first of all, one second. Why does it have to be an Eved Knaini, right? Because otherwise, what? Right. Okay, fine. Yeah.
He's born into.
But it's still not supposed to be the Eved. Yeah. It's still not supposed to be the Eved. Anyways. Let it be. It's still, at some point or another, it was Bidei Eved. The original, you trace it back. You want to chase it back, Darius Darius, or you can chase it back to 10 minutes ago. It makes no difference. At some point, it was Bidei Eved. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says that there's a difference. One was Bidei Shemayim. That was where the Rabbanu Shalom took him out of the womb. That was the way he created him. Right? With two, you know, two sets. Right? Or a set of each. So therefore, we don't know what he is. So there's nothing to knas, so to speak. Right? There's nothing to knas. Right? We can't find a person. We can't hold it against him for somebody who that's the way he was born. So that's the way the Magen Mishnah would say that there's such a thing maybe as a Chati Zachar. But it's Bidei Shemayim, so therefore we allow him to play with it. As opposed to a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bechorin, it's Bidei Adam, and since somebody originally created, you know, so to speak, tampered with God's plan, right, without opening up too much of a can of worms, so therefore we remove him from the ability to blow the shofar. Okay, that's whatever it is. That's the Shita of the Magen Mishnah. That's stage number one, and the first thing that I wanted to share with you. Happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Derech Klal, and this is going to open up a different issue, it'll close this issue and open up a different issue. The Derech Klal, whenever you have, in my experience, whenever you have a very complex, halachically lumdish sugya, right, that you need clarity on in just a few words, this is the place to look. Because he has the ability, and it's amazing, people think he didn't know how to learn, because he's so fine. And so, first of all, he's Chassidish, right? He wrote the Tanya, so he gets a bad rap in many places, right? And, but also, he's not difficult to read. It's very simple to read. You read the words and it flows, right? But I heard this already from Rebbe Weiner years ago, but it's been my experience that way as well, that he can take the most complex sugya and in five or six words just clear it all up. He has a gift of writing. Anyway, so let's read the last couple words of Siman Tov Kuf Bei Ches. Tumtum vaadrogenus in chayov nele misafik. Shema hein zechorim. That's it, black and white. Tumtum vaadrogenus in chayov nele misafik. Shema hein zechorim. Lefichach en matienas acherim. Shechayov bevadai. Aval matiu vaadrogenus is vaadrogenus kemoisoi. Shein a chayov nele misafik. Okay, aval ene matiu said tumtum vaafilu tumtum kemoisoi. Ene matiu yam bishop shnei misafik. Tich shema lich shiikra tumtum zeh. Yim tzu zachor. Lishitik vizeh timzim in the cable. Fine. Simen tovkuf peites. Halacha Aleph, mi shechatzi eved v'chatzi ben charen tzarech sheyitka loy ben charen loy tziyot. He has to find himself a free man in order to blow the shofar for him. Aval ina yotze b'tkiyosu shalatma, he's not yotze with his own tkiyel, if he should tzad chayr shabayin is chayv b'teshit tkiyah shleimus. Because the free side of him is chayv in 9 tkiyah shleimus b'kashrusoy, v'im yitka ba'atma teikol tkiyah u'tkiyah sheyotzez mipiv chetzya psulo. In other words, he's saying there's a problem with the tkiyas, very fundamentally. Right? That's it. It's very, very simple. Right? There's a fundamental problem with the tkiyas. But this opens up, so it might continue on the path of the previous discussion, but it opens up a brand new can of worms. Which is, how is a chati eved, the chati mechurin, yotze any mitzvah in the Torah? Okay, wonderful. We have over here Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chof Tes. Okay, I'm very happy. How does he do mitzvahs? How does he do any mitzvah in the Torah? Right? He's a chatzi eved v'chatzi mecharen. Lo yalzi tzacher, it's not atlas, and mitzvah tzacher. Right? How does he do any mitzvah in the Torah?
What kind of mitzvah are you talking about?
Take listening to the shofar. How can you listen to the shofar? The tzad atlas is also being mitzvah with the tkiyas. Let's say, how does he take a luluf? Right? How do you do a bris milah? Right? How do you do a pinyan bad? How do you sit in a sukkah? Take your pick, whatever it is, this morkav kite, this mixing, right, of the tzad avdus and the tzad cheris are the essence of his very existence. Right? This is his status. So how does he do any mitzvah? So why are we saying all of a sudden here comes the Rambam, comes the Shulchan Aruch, and the finds over here? Absolutely not. Nothing going on. Right?
This is a situation where you can be both
Zavah Megillah. and Echnabi. Okay, so that.
Yeah, you have to differentiate.
We're going to start.
We're going to start.
What? Okay. No, I'm not saying it's going to be a din shofar. I'm not going there for a second. I'm not going to just say that it's a din shofar. What?
Shofar is apparently a two-sided mitzvah.
That is?
One person, this is Mishma, one person blows and the other person hears.
Well, if I blow myself?
Then you're doing both sides.
There's two aspects to it. You're saying there's the shmi and the tkiah.
Right.
Okay, but the shmi is a part of the mitzvah? The tkiah is part of the mitzvah? No, so let's go. I know about the Rishonim. I'm saying let's put it all together. Adobe, you guys have been learning Rishonim for 29 weeks. Right? No, I just got back into it today, you know. Last night and today. Go ahead. No, by all means. Huh? By all means. So what do you say about Shefer? What do you say? And it's not just by Shefer. Take a look at the...
Wait, first of all, you don't agree that Mustamba, you're right, that it'd be shy at will, but the thing that we just...
Let's read the Machaber. Read the Machaber. Helps Megillah. Some in Tafresh pay tax. Adjut? We're talking about a tzad, yeah. What's it called?
So, an eved is high like a
woman. Wait a second. So we'll go. Ready? Hold on, Adjut? No, it's not so posh. Ready? Adjut is mighty mina v'lo she'ena mina. This is enough of Megillah. Adjut is mighty mina v'lo she'ena mina. Tumtum, umi shechetzi eved afilo mina ena mighty. Okay? That seems to go against you.
Depends on women are chayavos, but they're not
chayavos
like men, for sure.
They're chayavos.
Yeah.
So they could be much, but why shouldn't they be able to be yet to the mean?
Because the Ev is like a woman, so the Ev is reading is not going to be the
Shokha Rishabah,
which is like a regular.
The Loyalty Sada Abdus, and Mighty Sada Kher is Klapi the Kriya Shabbai.
Yeah.
Okay? Hagah, Yeshem, the Afilu, as Asmai, Eina Mighty. The Terech Lishmai Mechem. But what was the Mechaber saying?
What
did Mechaber say? Mechaber said, Adragonus Mighty Mina, Velasha Eina Mina. Tumtum, Mishachat Yavav, Afilu Mina, Eina Mighty. What about himself?
Wait.
Mechaber, again. Tafresh Pei Tes, Sif Gimel. Adragonus Mighty Mina, Velasha Eina Mina. Right? Tumtum, Mishachat Yavav, Afilu Mina, Eina Mighty. Mashma, himself, maybe he can do it himself. Right? And in fact, the Ramah comes right after that. I go, Yesh Aymrim. Dafilu es atzmei eina mighty v'tzarech l'shmei me'acher. That's the Yesharim. Poshut reading is the Mechaber holds that he can be mighty himself. It's just somebody else that he can't be mighty. The tzarech here. Right?
Some people hold that women are men at the same level.
Anyway you go there, you're going to have to differentiate between him and its mina.
But it's assuming you're the deacon, right?
I mean, it sounds like, I mean, the Vilna Gaon says the Diyuk is correct.
Yeah.
I mean, the Avinezer says the Diyuk is correct. I mean, this is not just my own shtickle Torah over here, but L'chara, if you read it straight, there are more writers, Hagol Yesh Aymrim. I mean, it sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like it's a totally different world. It sounds like it's a totally different world. So, this is going to take some time to develop, and, you know, I know that we don't have it. But, look, there's a Shaila in general. I'm going to give you the executive summary real quick. We'll go through the riots afterwards, or you guys can be mafalpal in it afterwards and maybe help me formulate my opinions even better. But there's a shaila, first of all, how does shofar work? Let's go first to shofar. Let's go back to shofar, okay? How does shofar work in general? Does shofar work as shlichus? That you are, when you blow a shofar, you're doing my aspect of the shofar? Does it work out shemei ka'ayna? Does it work is that when I hear it, it's as if I'm blowing the shofar? Or is it stamma din in shmiya? Right? I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Shittas. Right? Okay? So, those are the Rambam we know. The Rambam holds that the Mitzvah is Lishmaya Kol Shefer. All you have to do is hear the way the Adonezer and others seem to read the Rambam is. Because if you hear the Tkiah of a monkey, right? It's not a Tkiah. That's what you were saying before. Right? If you hear the Tkiah of a monkey, it's not a Tkiah. Even though the Mitzvah, like the Rambam, is Lishmaya Kol Shefer, you need to create a chetza of a tkiah. L'kuli amma, there has to be a creation of a chetza of a tkiah. Okay? There has to be a creation of a chetza of a tkiah that needs to be done by a bar chiyuva. Lo'yalsi tzad avdus o'mayti tzad cheres. In what aspect? In the creation of in the creation of the chetza of a tkiya. I want to ask you a question. What would you say if I told you, could a chati yevis chati mechorin be mal your child? Could he do a mila? Could he mal himself? What would you tell me if I asked you, could he sit in a sukkah? Could he sit in my sukkah? Right, look, it's wild. Why shouldn't he be able to? What would you say? Could he be played to my son? Right? Could he be played to his son? If his son is mekuyi, let's say his son is a peter echad. Right? It seems, I didn't have a chance to go through every single case, but certainly by mila, it seems by pidin aben, it seems nobody says a boo. Nobody says a word about it. Everyone's mekuyi. There's no doubt that a chati yevis chati mechorin can really. Right, a chati yevis chati mechorin can really affect a pidin aben. It can really affect a mila. He can do such a zach. Right? What's lacking in those cases is not the creation of a chesta. Right? The mila is a maisa mila. The pidyon is a maisa nesina. And now the kid is gemalt. There's major, you go to any bris, right, and you'll hear much better about this. But the basics are, right, the pashtus, it seems like, at least according to the way you just read sugyas, is that the mila is a maisa mila. Now the kid is a gemalter, and that's it. There's a maisa mila. There's a maisa pidyon. There's a maisa yeshiva sukkah, right? And the fact, the mitzvah is that the kid is now gemalt. The mitzvah is that the kid is pidyon aben. The mitzvah is that we sat in a sukkah. There's nothing wrong with a kid, with a chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin doing something that doesn't need to create a chefza shel mitzvah. The chefza shel mitzvah is the bris milah. The chefza shel mitzvah is not a creation of a pidyon aben, but doing a pidyon aben. Right? There's no chefza shel mitzvah that needs to be created. Right? There's no chefza shel mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, maybe building a sukkah, but that's like a pool of ba'alma. Right? I hope I'm being clear. I don't know if I'm being clear to you all, but the bottom line is, or even to myself, but what's it called? The bottom line is that by Tkiyah Shofar, there has to be a creation. There's two stages, right? Like you were saying before. There's the mitzvah is the shmiya of Tkiyah Shal mitzvah of a bar chiyuva. If a monkey blows it, there's nothing doing about it, right? There's nothing doing. So a maisa mitzvah, it's not just not a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah that creates a chefza shel mitzvah. Right? And the maisa mitzvah that creates a chefza shel mitzvah, that creates an object of the mitzvah, that creates a sound. And that sound now has to be heard. That needs to be done by a bar chiyuva. Right? That needs to be done by a bar chiyuva. And that a chati yevis chati mechorin, that, read the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav now. Now it's beautiful. Mi shechati yevis chati mechorin, tzerech shiyitke lai ben chorin, lai tziyoi, aval eina yoytze bitkiyose shel atmai, every tkia, right? Hear the words. Every tkia that comes out of his mouth is half puzzle machmas tzad of the shabbai. There's something wrong with the tkias. That's the way he says it. The Avnei Nezer says it also. Okay? Then yitka be'atmai called tkia utkia sheyoytes mipiv. Chesia psula machmas tarav. There's something wrong. There's nothing wrong with the shmir. There's nothing wrong with the shmir. In other words, the other people, the other achronim, I saw the Yeshuas Malkai, the Yeshuas Yaakov, and I saw this Maharam Bach, I don't know what that is. But they bring, he's brought, that they ask Akasha, how is he even allowed to be yotze with somebody else? Because anything that you can't do for yourself, you can't have a shliach do for you. Or you can't have somebody else do for you.
What do you mean allowed to be yotze?
Anything that you can't do by yourself, the tkia, you can't do by yourself. A chati ben chayim can't do a tkiya. His doing is not a doing. So how is he going to have somebody else do it for him? Shlichus, or somebody having somebody else be yotze for it, being might to you, only works if you could do it.
But you said, no, when you say it loud, you mean it's not going to work.
Right. Not necessarily. Right. I'm not saying in the will it work? Correct. Will it work? Right? Will it work? Yeah. Maybe
so it's not going to get credit for, according to that question, you might not get credit.
Right. In other words, how could he have a ben chorin loitzia? Why would a ben chorin be made to him? Why would that work? He'll still be lacking the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? Because he couldn't do it himself. If he couldn't affect it himself, if you can't affect it yourself, how can somebody else affect it for you? It's a basic rule of shlichus, right?
We don't know that shmiya is necessarily an issue of shlichus.
That's exactly the point. Words, if there's a problem with the creation of the tkiyas, but the tkiyas aren't, the tkiyas are not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is lishmaya kol shofar. If that's the mitzvah, lishmaya kol shofar, right? That's exactly the point. That's exactly that. Now you've set the table exactly right, right? Because the shmiya is something that's not. If that's what the mitzvah is, so then you've done the mitzvah, and a yichati yav yichati mecharon is perfectly capable of doing the mitzvah. What he can't do is create a tkiyah. He can't create a tkiyah shel mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah. That's just a problem. You know, you need to create. It's like you need to grow a lulav. I can go like this from today to tomorrow if I don't have a lulav in my hand. I don't have anything, right? This is the way the Avnei Nezer wants to take shot. This Shulchan Arav plays into it. Vilam Rizogin Epsher, and this is the pshat in Megillah as well. Megillah, there's a machlokes rishonim, as you said before, if it's Shmia or Kriya, right? If it's Shmia or Kriya, it could be that the Mechaber holds, right? It could, you know, is there just Lishmaya kol Megillah, the same way that we have Lishmaya Mikra Megillah, the same way that we hear it? If that's the case, right? If that's the case, then something needs to be created. Right? There has to be a creation, and what's lacking over here? The creation of a Mikra Megillah. Right? If the pshat is though that it's just a shmiya ba'alma, all you need is a shmiya of a Megillah. Right? So then nothing needs to be created, and somebody's capable of doing it himself. The Goyen wants the Tana over here.
So according to that, you could have a tape recorder of a Megillah, and that would be sufficient.
Well, it still needs to be a huge, in other words, you can't have.
It's a couple of someone's throat?
Yeah, in other words, it can't be. It's not pshat that you need to create the chefza of a Mikra Megillah. You have to hear a reading of the Megillah. Right? If a guy reads it, that also wouldn't work. Right? You have to hear the reading of a Megillah, but it doesn't need to be a creation of, in other words, there's a presuming nisa aspect of it. Right? That's maybe the key word over here. There's a presuming nisa aspect of the Mikra Megillah. Right? So la'atzmai, there's no real presuming nisa. Right? You're yoytu your own presume niso la'asmai. But la'cherem, the creation of a Mikra Megillah, so that you can't do that presume niso aspect if you yourself are not a barchiyuma. Perhaps. Maybe that's the pshat by Mikra Megillah. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, it gives us some time to think about it.
Did you say you think that has the Mikra could be mal somebody's job?
Seems from the Rambam that you can. Yeah.
Well,
right, like a mole. Like a woman.
No, but I'm saying if she mouths him, he's not an oral, but I'm saying.
No, you can be.
A woman can be mouthed him.
It's Gemara about Zara. That's, I believe, in the Raman passing it, very basic, Melchus Meil. That, you know, Kolk Sharon Lomo.
Women too, huh?
That's what he says. You learn from Himal Yimel. You learn from a pasuk of Himal Yimel. I feel there's a famous Rebach Bear about it that Rebach Bear brings from Reb Chaim, which I was going to bring in if we would get to it, but we know. To develop this, I'm not sure that I've done service to the Mikra Megillah aspect of it, but he clears the shadow. That sounds silly, but what he brings from Reb Chaim, why are women potter from Mila? Why are women potter from Mila? Is the pshat that women really are just potter, or is the pshat that women just lack the metzias? Right, they're really mechuyev, but tefilat neichat timsa. Right, they don't have a makom. They don't have a makom to do a Mila. Right, if it's lacking, they're lacking that organ in order to do a Mila. So, I mean, that's Reb Chaim's clear. The nafkamina would be about avodim and people who have status of women, as the same status as women. This is a Rebach Bar and Yevamos, Simon Yuches, if you take a look at it. But he clears this shadow there. This would be the nafkamina. If you're just trying to, if you just need a maisamila, a woman's perfectly capable of making a maisamila. If you need a creation of something, it could be that the tzad avdus and the tzad chere shaboy can't create a maisamila. That could be the. You know, that could be that child over there. Okay. Anyway, we've gone through a lot over here. It's hopefully something to think about.